It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It was announced today that Los Angeles is banning plastic bags.
I know.
So, goodbye, Pamela Anderson.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Excuse me. I had a little wing in my tooth. That's exactly what that was.
A trace of wing.
3636.
Worth it, though, wasn't it?
You're not supposed to swallow the bones.
Tomorrow on the big broadcast, we have our major Party on the 8th announcement. Yay. And we hope you love the venue as much as we love the venue. Be listening right at 3 o'clock and then like a million times after that. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you where we're going to have our Party on the 8th, the coming out party, for 12, 13, maybe 20 Buzz Babes. Buzz Babes will be here tomorrow also with the Junkies, our morning show here in Washington, D.C. That's Eric Bickle and John Paul Flame and Johnny Cakes Awville and hopefully Lurch Papa Jason Bishop. Yay. He will be here too. As a matter of fact, before we talk to Jake Kalish here, I think it's Kalish, right? It's not Kalish.
We'll find out from him.
We'll find out. I'll ask him right now.
How did they say it when he was on Nightline?
I'm not quite sure. Let's. It's Jake Kalish, right?
It's Kalish.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. God damn it.
Don't feel bad.
Kalish.
No. Don't beat yourself up.
There was that pronouncer. It was right there in front of me, and I couldn't do it. Jake, can you hang on here for a second? I got to get my producer in here. For just one second.
We'll be right back with you.
No, I'm not going to put him on hold. I'm going to leave him on the line because I want to talk.
Jake, your call is important to us. Please hold.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Portions of this call may be recorded for your convenience.
In order to serve you better.
Yes, all right. Well, she's not coming in. She's doing a million different things because we're playing a big game coming up here. I just want to make sure that we're all set to go with the Junkies for tomorrow. Just wanted to double-check that.
I'm a double-checker,
yes.
With the Babes, we have McKetsy, Allie, Kristen, Kaz, Nick, Jesse, Kimberly, and more.
All right, Jake, your book is I love books like this. I really do because they're I don't want to put you down at all, but boy, what a talk about an ultimate bathroom reader too. This would be fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
Santa versus Satan, the official compendium of imaginary fights. Why do I think this book was created when you were with a bunch of buddies like swilling whiskey one night?
Yes, I lost some years to drugs. To drugs and drink. I don't really recall writing this book. I showed up in a bookstore.
That's good.
I was like, that's great. I did that. Amazing. I'm so happy that I wrote a book. I hope it's a bathroom reader. That's one of my two goals.
Let me ease your mind right away. It definitely is. I look at this. And I'm going to hold on to this because I don't want to just read it all at once. I want to thumb through it and find the different good spots in it. It's got the silly little illustrations in it as well, which I think work for a bathroom reader. And as far as a guy is concerned, I think every kid in the world, at one point in time, you've said, hey, do you think so-and-so could take so-and-so? Could Superman take Batman?
That's the classic one. It always starts there, I think, with superheroes.
Is that where this came from,
that's
Jake?
That's a big one. Yeah, that's where this came from conversations. One of the fights in the book was a big one when I was in elementary school, was Muhammad Ali versus Bruce Lee.
Wow, good one.
So that was back when I was young. That was a big consideration. And, you know, my dad versus you also in the book.
Oh, sure, that's a classic.
Do you want to take, are you getting a call? You can take the call. That's one thing we allow our guests to do.
No.
If you're a busy
man,
you know, we do
that. I know.
Muhammad Ali calling.
Now, writing this book.
Now, were there standards by which you determined the winners for all of these matchups? I mean,
That is a great question.
You know, parameters for this?
I like the standards. Yeah. How do you determine who wins?
Well, I consulted experts. I did lots of research, lots of very steadfast research, because I'm very, very serious about this book.
No, you're not.
I consulted experts.
Okay.
I checked with my people. And,
yes,
and
your
then
people, right.
Ultimately, I came to the decision.
You used a dartboard is what you did. I guarantee that.
No.
I'm thumbing through
I would never do such a thing.
All right, He-Man versus She-Males. All right, let me see here. All right. I just get
difficult.
Right. And you know what I do? Do you find people are doing this with your book? You give all the layout here with the enemies, the weapon, and things. I skip right to the end, to the expert analysis and the fight. And though Prince Adam summons the power of Grayskull when he sees which one is that? Hold on a second. I skipped ahead.
Oh, so it is actually the He-Man from the Masters of the Universe
collection.
That's
not the one I wanted.
Oh, fighting a transsexual.
Yes.
Important. An important battle.
And I think it comments much on today's society.
I think so. It was difficult to set up because and organize, because you can't have He-Man fighting a single she-male. Not fair.
Right.
And you can't have He-Man fighting all she-males.
Did you watch a lot of He-Man cartoons?
I watched quite a bit of He-Man cartoons. I secretly rooted for Skeletor.
Skeletor. I love Skeletor. I really do.
Yeah, Skeletor was pretty good, and He-Man had the funny haircut.
All right, I'm going right to page 199 here. We have Judas versus Benedict Arnold. If I may I just read the fight? Can I just read that? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Judas versus Benedict Arnold. Unlike most fighters who credit Jesus for helping them defeat their opponents, Judas actually has Christ fighting with him against Benedict Arnold and his revolutionary army. He quickly negates this advantage, however, by offering the Lord to Arnold in exchange for $50 and a Yankee pot roast. Uh-huh. Arnold then surrenders an army for 3 pairs of sandals and a white robe. In the end, a betrayed army is no match for a betrayed Savior, as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost team up to deliver a day of judgment.
Wow,
so that's Judas. Judas in a knockout, right?
Yeah, sure.
Jake, I know you don't have your experts with you, but could I pose a few and see how you you judge them?
I'm ready.
All right, here's one. First one: mm-hmm. Barney Miller versus Lou Grant.
Mm. Ooh, tough.
That is,
Lou
isn't
Grant
it?
Was. I think it's Lou Grant.
Yeah.
Barney Miller was really sweet.
Yeah. Well, Barney Miller's a cop, though.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah, Barney Miller's a cop,
but Lou Grant was really gruff.
But Barney Miller was a pretty gentle cop. It was the 70s.
Okay, so you go Lou Grant on that?
I go Lou Grant.
All right. Lou Grant. All right. Do you have a bunch of them?
I put together five.
All right.
I'm prepared.
Okay, Ward Cleaver versus Homer Simpson.
Oh, Homer Simpson.
And why?
I might have been answering with my heart. I like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. Very good.
But see, this is why I do research. So I understand.
And you talk to your people as well.
I talk to my people, so I don't just answer from the heart.
It's important.
You know?
This one is important to me. Fat Elvis versus Fat Marlon Brando.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Boy,
Fat Elvis
tough.
Got out there. Fat Marlon Brando didn't do much.
Right. He was more of a recluse.
And Fat Elvis to the end.
Thank you. Okay, good.
All right, let me throw a couple at you here. All right, I'm gonna get a little more contemporary right now. Meredith Vieira or Katie Couric?
Meredith Vieira.
Why?
Because she's hotter?
I think she's hotter. Katie Couric hasn't aged perfectly.
Right.
But, you know, Meredith Vieira has a little bit of an edge.
Tougher. Yeah.
Katie Couric seems annoyed, peevish maybe.
Yes.
But it's not the same as being, like, really feisty.
Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon?
In their prime.
Ooh.
I think it's a slam
Reagan's
dunk.
Optimism isn't great for a fight, I don't think. I think Nixon was meaner. Who was meaner than Nixon?
Yeah, Nixon was meaner.
Tricky.
Yeah. But also, Nixon would cheat.
Oh, he totally cheats.
But in his prime, you talk about the athletic ability of Ronnie. You know, he was riding horses
He's
and stuff, even
guard.
When he was an old
Look,
guy,
he
and he was a
boy.
Movie actor and all that stuff. You got any for us, Buzz?
I just want to ask him about the title. I don't think there's a more fascinating matchup than Satan and Santa, and we've debated this among ourselves a little bit.
I think I was with Satan, and you two were with Santa.
No, I believed that Santa would win. Satan would win also.
I took Santa.
Rob took Santa.
I took Satan. I think, and it's the same Richard Nixon. An argument, Jake. You know, you're talking about Satan has all these evil powers available to
him. Pitchforks and stuff.
Yes, it's difficult to fight when you're constrained by morality, you know? Santa has too many rules. There are too many rules. Uh-huh. Satan has no rules. But this originated from conspiracy theorists. Have you ever seen all the pamphlets that say they're the same person?
Yes, Santa and Satan. Yeah, the fact is, though, if you were talking about God, this phone is driving me insane. Another phone conversation that has been, I don't know what's the matter with the phone line, but we're hearing ourselves repeat back here. Santa has a speed advantage over Satan, I believe. You got to realize just how fast Santa really is to get done what he
Santa
has to get done.
Santa is very fast. He gets everywhere. And if you look at the cover of my book, we have a very buff Santa because he worked out for the book.
He does have a buff Santa.
He did. He worked out specifically for the book, which was really nice for him. He doesn't make himself available for every author.
True. All right. How about an average Smurf, not like Papa Smurf or Smurfette, just an average village Smurf versus Gumby?
Ooh.
That's a pretty good one.
The Smurfs were like a perfect society. I don't think they fought alone.
Oh, that's cop-out. Come on, take a side.
Okay, okay. A Smurf. A Smurf would win. They're efficient.
Yeah.
They were like the perfect communist cartoon.
And Gumby was a wimp, no matter how flexible he was.
No.
Gumby was a total wimp.
You're right.
No.
Gumby's got nothing.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the average person picking up this incredibly deep book. What can the average person learn from this book, Jake? It's got a message, doesn't it?
I think they can learn about themselves and what they truly care about. Mm-hmm. I think this is like one of the three great questions that man asks after, like, who's hotter, and before, what's the meaning of life? Who would win? Who would win?
I think you've got something.
Anything.
Yeah. It's the American way.
I have one.
Oh, and besides, wars have been fought. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
whose God is better than who else's God?
Right.
I have one last one, and it's a three-way. Buzz Burbank versus Mike O'Mara versus Rob Spiewak. The three men in this room, who wins?
All right, now we have to identify ourselves by our voices. You say this. Say your name, Rob.
My name is Rob Spiewak.
Hi, this is Buzz. Mm-hmm.
And this is Mike.
Mmm. There are draws. I do have some draws.
We have some drawbacks.
I don't know. No, it could always end in a draw.
Yes, that's fine.
Now, everyone could die.
I'd kick both their asses. I'm working out on a regular basis. God damn it. Everyone could die. Well, everyone is going to die.
Everyone could die. That happens.
There's only one way to find out.
It would be terrible, though.
Jake, we wish you very good luck with the book, Santa versus Satan, the official compendium of imaginary fights, and I hope you write more books because this is a very, very funny book, and it's a perfect bathroom reader. I don't think you should be worried about that at all.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care, Jake Kalish. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. That's Jake Kalish, everybody. What were you saying,
idea.
Rob? You were holding something up there? John Waters.
Thanks, John.
All I saw was John Waters.
Thanks, John Waters, for
We
calling.
Can continue the discussion, though. Let's go to Fitz in Fairfax. We lost Jake because the phone was just too difficult to talk to him with. What can we do for you, Fitz?
Yeah, I had three real fast ones. The classic Stand By Me question, the Mighty Mouse versus Superman.
Superman kicks his ass.
Superman kicks everybody's ass. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mouse. You know, you're fighting a mouse, for God's sake.
Yeah, you'd be able to step in. I'm sorry, we're moving through these quickly. Everybody's got them. Matt Greenville, South Carolina. Another fight for us?
Yeah, Jack Bauer versus John McClane.
Jack Bauer versus John McClane. John McClane, of course, is from the Die Hard movies. Bauer. I like Jack Bauer. I think Jack Bauer is meaner, and I think he's smarter.
And a better use of technology.
And more,
Jack
more experience.
Yeah. We're all Jack Bauer on that one? We all pick Jack Bauer. What about you, Matt?
I concur.
Yep,
I
absolutely.
Concur.
Let's go to Jay. Spokane, Washington. Jay, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, I got to go Judge Judy versus Dr. Laura.
Oh, boy, that is good.
Oh, Judge Judy, I think.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
I don't know. You know, they're both wiry, nasty, mean women. But, I mean, Judy Scheindlin, now, if we're talking as they are today, they're both probably about the same age.
Don't you think that if you went up to Judy and you unzipped the back of that robe with the lace collar and slipped out of it, she'd look like Madonna's body?
You're driving me mad.
She would melt like the flower that she... I got to go with Judy Scheindlin.
I think so, Jay.
Smarter.
Judy Gold.
Smarter.
Absolutely go with Judy Gold on there. Let's go to Max in Alexandria, Virginia. Max, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, nice to be here. Albert Einstein versus Michael Feinstein.
Oh, man. Albert Einstein versus Michael Feinstein. I think Albert Einstein kicks his ass. Absolutely. I think, you know, Michael Feinstein, a little Nancy boy. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah. Feinstein.
Do you agree on that one, Max?
I don't know. You know, I
got a better one for you. How about Albert Einstein versus Harvey Firestein?
That's a lock. It's Harvey Firestein, isn't it?
You really think so?
Hey, first of all, he comes at him with that Batman voice that he uses.
See, Einstein was disorganized. He'd forget he's fighting.
All right, so you're going to go with Harvey Firestein. That's fine. Yeah. Let's go to Ross, Lincoln, Nebraska. Ross, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tom Gavin and Super Dave.
Tom Gavin on Anger Alone.
I pay to see it.
Tom Gavin just on Anger. No, I think you really have to go with the physical attributes right now, and I believe Super Dave gets around a little bit better.
I think Tom Gavin would use his cane.
You know. All right, well, that's enough of this stupid discussion.
And Super Dave bloodied himself in a baby pool.
I like Who Would You Do better. I enjoy Who Would You Do.
But this was fun, a nice change.
I don't care about the fights. I like the Who Would You
You're
bang.
A lover, not a fighter.
No, I'm a fighter, but I like to think about women naked.
Sometimes at the same time.
All right, gentlemen, are you ready to check in? We're going to play the fabulous game. This is the one we've been waiting for all day. today. Yes. We're going to do this coming up. Now, I'm going to explain the rules. Before we do that, let's check in at our supermarket and see if he is there. Joe Ardinger, come in, Joe.
Hot dogs versus hamburgers.
I go with hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
No, hot dogs win in that.
Hamburgers are heartier. So Buzz and I both say hamburgers.
No, because a hamburger crumbles in your hands.
Okay. All right. You made your point. What about Joe? What do you say, Joe?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. It's
really?
A tie.
Joe's,
it's a draw.
Joe's right.
Let me get the rules out for this game. First of all, Joe, you're inside the supermarket right now, or are you outside?
I'm just right outside of it, but I am here indeed.
Uh-huh. And you've done a little phone check so that your cell phone is going to be nice and clear when we go to you inside the supermarket.
We did it earlier today without a hitch.
All right, very good. All right, Joe, we will call you back when we are ready to play the game, okay?
Great.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Should I put you on hold or should I hang up on you and you'll call back? I think we'll do, what do you want to do?
We'll hang up so I can conserve battery power.
Good. Very good. We'll hang up on you. Thank you, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, here's how it works. We need four contestants to play the game. Now, each contestant will guess the prices on four items, for the same items. That's the way it's going to work.
All right.
Okay. The top two contestants with the lowest price differences will advance to the showcase round.
Ah.
In the first round, you can go over the retail price, so it's not like the price is right that way.
Okay.
In the first round, you actually can go over the price because we're going to just see how close you come, whether going over or coming underneath the price. What is that?
These are all prices right bets.
I love the prices right bets. I really do. In the showcase round, you cannot go over the price.
Oh, so there's where strategy enters into it.
If both contestants go over the retail price of the total showcase package, that's going to be when Joe gets like a shopping cart full of stuff, and then you add it all up. Uh-huh. And Beth Ann is like standing by. Beth Ann, you're back in the calculator room with your calculator. Is your microphone working?
Is it working?
Jesus.
Oh, my. Jeez. Wait a minute.
Try it again.
I didn't hear that.
Turn it down a little bit.
I did.
All right. let's check us in again there,
Meredith?
Beth Ann.
Hello.
Hi.
No, don't lower your voice. Just say hello, okay?
Hello.
A little more, please, so we can get a mic. Jesus
do you have
Christ.
Hello, test.
What kind of calculator do you have, Beth Ann?
It is a Aurora.
Beth Ann, when did you become paralyzed with fear about talking
on
the radio?
I'm answering phones, and I've got people back here, and I really can't hear you because I don't have headphones on.
She doesn't have headphones. All right, you sound fine. We'll talk to you later.
Perfect. Okay, bye.
In the showcase round, you cannot go over. In the event that we get a tie in the showcase winner round with our two final contestants, we will simply flip a coin, and that individual will win the Who Flyaway.
Oh, that's
that is
nice.
Round-trip airfare for two, hotel, dinner for two, a pair of tickets to see The Who live on October 24th in Boston. It's that simple. So we've got that again. We're looking for four people right now. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to play Supermarket Shuffle.
Yay!
Should be a lot of fun. We're going to play that when we come back. And good luck to each and every one of you. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. 106.7 WJFK.